We are talking a little bit about Tumblr's changes that have been made. Now, I imagine they didn't make these changes with the intention of alienating and losing a huge chunk of their audience. So what exactly were they hoping to achieve?
Well, look, I don't know that it's that clear what their rationale was, because there are lots of different rationales often for censoring material of a sexual nature or censoring nudity. I mean, hopefully what they're trying to do is just create a safe environment, because a lot of younger kids would use Tumblr, and it's really, you know, it shouldn't be a porn site, that's for sure. It's not meant to be RedTube or something. But on the other hand, you've got to wonder, you know, what is the rationale? I mean, some of the reasons that people censor or ask for censorship of sexually explicit material can be, you know, because of conservative views about homosexuality or even perhaps religious views. So there's that kind of element of argument for censorship. Another sort of, force around censorship is a section of the feminist movement, by no means all feminists, but some feminists who see sexually explicit material as a kind of hate speech against women. And I don't agree with that. I don't think all pornography is wrong. I think that there is some misogynist or racist extreme pornography, which I, you know, am no fan of, and I do believe should be censored and restricted. But in general, I think the idea that just because an image is sexual, that it's problematic, is itself problematic.
Well, I think almost Tumblr would be an exemplar of that, because realistically, Tumblr is somewhat infamous for its stereotype of the social justice warrior user. I know it did have a great deal of feminist-based user bases on it. It had very queer-friendly user bases on it. So these are the ones that did seem to have some crossover. Not all of them, obviously. There were some straight porn sites on Tumblr as well, but there were a great deal of these communities that had some crossover with sex positivity that are now losing out. So it's a little bit troubling for them.
Yeah, I think it is troubling. I mean, these days with the internet, classification laws have become pretty much irrelevant, but Australia still has them. And if you look at the category of material that falls into the X category, which most of us would think of as very, very vanilla, sexually real sex. So if it's real sex, it goes immediately into X as opposed to simulated sex. But you can only have G-rated content in relation to anything else. So as soon as you show a sexual act, you can't have any other content. Certainly things that are regarded as fetishes, which I think is a problematic word, like BDSM, things like that, they're completely banned in the X category. And when you think about that sort of definition of a fetish, quite often you're discriminating against the queer community, you're discriminating against people in the BDSM community. There's a very normative idea of what normal, appropriate sex looks like. And I think that, you know, once you get into the realm of censorship, you could end up making a whole lot of assumptions about what's normal and what's abnormal.
So for these users, for these subcultures that, as I say, were springing out of Tumblr, is there a place for them to go, or is there likely to be a place created for them to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the latter. What you find with online communities is that they are really digital citizens. They're conscious often of their own rights and their sense of community and what they find appropriate. And if Tumblr's saying, well, we don't really want people like you here, I think it's inevitable that they went to another platform or create a platform which is friendly to the sort of stuff they like to post. I mean, I think it's interesting that, you know, that sexually explicit images or even sexually suggestive images have been targeted here. I'd be far more concerned about trolls, about hate speech, about discriminatory speech. They're the sorts of things online that I'd want to be really concerned about if I was a platform.
I seem to recall a few people were pointing out that Tumblr did have some white supremacists and Nazis they hadn't quite dealt with yet.
Yeah, well, I think they'd be better off turning their attention to that, personally, I think. But obviously, you know, the powers that be behind the platform make their own decisions. But I think what they'll find, of course, is that people who are part of that community, who feel that they have rights and want to have a say, will simply pack up and leave and find somewhere else to be posting.
Mm. Well, Catherine, thank you very much. Do appreciate well, a bit of insight into this one this morning.
Yeah, pleasure. Lovely talking to you. Have a good Christmas.
You too.